in contrast to the idols that can't help, the idols that are called Atzabeim, that make those that worship them depressed, sad, frustrated, because they just can't deliver on the goods. We told Yisrael, B'tach B'Hashem. Yisrael, trust in Hashem, Ezra M'maginam Hu. Their help and their shield is He. Beis Aaron B'tchav Hashem. House of Aaron, trust in Hashem, Ezra M'maginam Hu. Their help and their shield is He. Yireh Hashem B'tchav Hashem. Those who fear Hashem, trust in Hashem, Ezra M'maginam Hu. Their shield, their help and their shield is He. So Mepharshim explain that obviously there's a contrast to the Bnei Yisrael who trust only in Hashem with those described in the previous verse who trust in the lifeless and helpless idols. But the Maharal explains that there are really three types of Jews as well, and each one has a different motive for serving Hashem. Some Jews just cleave to Hashem, they trust in Hashem because they feel He's His Father, and that we are His devoted sons. That's called Yisrael, Hashem's chosen, beloved nation. The Radak explains that Ezra M'maginam Hu is that Klal Yisrael trusts in Hashem because we have a tradition of faith. We know that throughout all the generations, Hashem is our help and our shield, which the Chovas Halvavos explains when you're looking at Betachon, you always have to think about Hashem's track record. See how He's delivered for us in the past, and things will be okay now too. Beis Aaron B'tchub Hashem. Who's the Beis Aaron? Says the Maharal, this is the second type of Jew, second group, who serve Hashem out of love. These aren't the kind of people who approach Hashem sporadically, infrequently, just when seized by a fleeting impulse. Rather, they're constantly concentrating their hearts on His service. They cleave to Hashem in all situations. Literally, like Aaron HaKohen and the Kohanim. They never betray Hashem. And they're constantly there to serve in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the presence of Hashem. And then there's another group, Yirei Hashem B'tchav Hashem. This is a group of Jews who serve Hashem out of awe. The Radak says, who are these? These are the Talmidei Chachamim. They are totally immersed in the Torah learning, in the seclusion of the house of Hashem. Interestingly enough, Radak says this could refer to the righteous non-Jews who also fear Hashem. Or Rashi says, these are non-Jews who will ultimately convert. The Malbim says, Ezra M'maginam Hu is repeated three times. Because each group possesses a higher level of Emunah and Bitachon, it gets a totally different level of divine protection. And this is such an important lesson in life. Famously saying to Tehillim in Esa Inayah, Hashem tzilchal yadminech, Hashem's a shadow at your right hand. And many explain what's unique about a shadow is the closer you move to your shadow, the closer your shadow moves to you. The Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim explains that when we're in our comfort zone, in our avodas Hashem, Hashem, so to speak, is in His comfort zone too. And the laws of nature are on their course. But if we can step out of our comfort zone and move closer to Hashem, then He, so to speak, moves out of His comfort zone too. And breaks or bends the laws of nature to come close to us, and we experience Hashgacha Pratis on a totally different level. So our Emunah and Bitachon is absolutely a self-fulfilling prophecy. It can literally generate a higher level of Hashgacha and salvation in our lives.